It's so crazy, crazy, crazy. I got everything figured out. But for some reason I can never find what real love is about. No doubt, everything in the world figured out. But I can never seem to find what real love was about. Do you think I sacrifice real life for all the fame and flashing lights? Do you think I sacrifice a real life for all the fame and flashing lights? There is no Gucci I could buy. There is no Louis Vuitton to put on. There is no wise nail that they could sell to get my heart out of this hell and my mind out of this jail. There is no clothes that I could buy that could turn back in time. There is no vacation spot I could find that could bring back a piece of real life. Real life, what does it feel like? I ask you tonight. I ask you tonight, what does it feel like? I ask you tonight. To live a real life, I just wanna be a real boy. They always say Kanye, he keeps it real, boy. Pinocchio story is, I just wanna be a real boy. Pinocchio story goes to be a real boy. It's funny, Pinocchio lied, and that's what kept him from it. I tell the truth, and I keep running, running, running. It's like I'm looking for something out there, trying to find something. I turn on the TV and see me and see nothing. What does it feel like to live real life, to be real? That's some facade on TV that no one can really feel. Do you really have the stamina for everybody that sees you to say, where's my camera? For everybody that sees you to say, sign an autograph. For everybody that sees you crying and say, you ought to laugh. You ought to laugh. I just want to be a real boy. Pinocchio stole the doors. I just wanna be a real boy. Pinocchio stole the doors. And there is no Geppetto to guide me. No one right beside me. The only one was behind me. I can't find her no more. I can't call her no more. I can't. Tour and scream, scream. Back when I was living in her room, and this was all a big dream. And the fame will be get caught. And the day I moved to LA, maybe that was all my fault. All my fault to be a real boy. Chasing the American dream, chasing everything we see. Up on the TV screen. And when the bins was left, and the clothes was left, and the hoses left. You talk the hoes to death, picking the money to death. You spend the toes to death. And tell me what be left for a real boy. They say, Kanye, you keep it too real, boy. Perspective. And wise men say, One day you'll find your way. The wise man says, you'll find your way. The wise man says, you'll find your way.
Hello, hello. This is Unboxed, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy back from spring break. It's been 2 weeks, and we are ready to share more movies with you guys and play some songs. If you could not tell from that song, we are here to review Pinocchio, the Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio from 2022. So I guess we'll play a couple more songs and then have a chit chat. Okay, so yeah. You'll hear us soon.
Things I never like. Everybody's stupid.
Yeah, well, you need to talk to somebody. Reach out to Eckhart.
I come from a generation of home invasions, and I got daddy issues, that's on me. Everything them four walls that taught me, may have is buried deep. That man knew a lot, but not enough to keep me past them streets. My life is a plot, twisted from directions that I can't see. Daddy issues all across my head, told me the foul, I'm teary-eyed. Wanna throw my hands, I won't think out loud, a foolish pride. If I lose again, won't go in the house, I stayed outside. Laughing with my friends, they don't know my life. Daddy issues made me learn losses, I don't take those well. Mama said that boy is exhausted, he said go f*** yourself. If he give up now, that's gon' cost him. Life's a f***, you could be a b***, don't step out the margin. I got up quick, I'm charging baskets and falling backwards, trying to keep balance. Oh, this the part where mental stability meets talent. Oh, this the party breaks my humility just for practice. Tactics we learn together, so it loses forever. Daddy issues.
Early morning wake ups, practicing on day offs. Tough love, bottled up. No chase I need, no chase I need, no chase I need, no chase I need, no chase. Early morning wake ups, practicing on day offs. Tough love, bottled up. No chase I need, no chase I need, no chase I need. No chase on, no chase
on. I got daddy issues, that's on me. Looking for I love you, rarely empathizing for my relief. A child that grew accustomed, jumping up when I scrape my knee. Cause if I cried about it, he surely tell me not to be weak. Daddy issues, hit my emotions, never express myself. Man should never show feelings, being sensitive never helped. His mama died, I asked him why he going back to work so soon. His first reply was son, that's life, and bills got no silver spoon. Daddy issues, everybody, go get your money son, protect yourself, trust nobody, only your mama knows. This made relationships seem cloudy, never attached to none. So if you took some likings around me, I might reject the love. Daddy issues kept me competitive, that's a fact. I don't give a f- what's the narrative. I am that. When Kanye got back with Drake, I was slightly confused. Guess I'm not mature as I think. Got some healing to do. Egotistic, zero giving. Given to be specific, need assistance with the way I was brought up. What's the difference when your heart is made of stone, and your mind is made of gold, and your tongue is made of sword, but it may weaken your soul. Money God ain't got no daddy. Grow up overcompensating. Learn about being a man in disguise, it as being gangster. I love my father for telling me to take off the gloves. Everything he didn't want was everything I was. Until my partners that figured it out without a father, I salute you, may your blessings be neutral to your toddlers. It's crucial, they can't stop us if we see the mistakes. Till then, let's give the women a break. Grown men with daddy issues.
Early morning wake ups, practicing on day offs. Tough love, bottled up. No chase on me, no chase on me, no chase on me, no chase on me, no chase on me.
Bye.
this morning and I'll say goodnight.
Hello, hello. So this is Unboxed, and just in case you're just tuning in, we've been playing music inspired by Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, just because we watched it over spring break in preparation for going to the exhibit at MoMA, because I was staying with Isabel and her family in New York City, and it was a great break, and it was a great exhibit, and it definitely, like, I don't know, it made me so much more appreciative of Guillermo del Toro and his creative process and how inspirational he is as an artist and as a filmmaker. Especially for me, as someone who's really, really interested in production design and kind of wants to forefront that in a lot of my, like, future creative endeavors. And I think that he, like, is just such a good visual storyteller and, like, understands that just as much as you can use, like, dialogue and narrative, you can use color and environment to tell what you need to tell. I don't know. That's just what I think. What about you?
The exhibit was really, really cool. They had all these sets of, like, recreating some of the scenes from the film, and they showed on these, like, computer monitors, like, they played, like, because it's all stop motion, which is, it's the longest stop motion film ever created, and they show, like, the video of, like, them, how they, like, moved around the puppets and the set pieces, and then also how they were able to mimic the, like, natural movements of people by the animators would basically perform the movements, and then they would see how they moved and replicate that with the pieces. So that was really, really cool. And I just, the artistry was, like, it was just mind-blowing. It was so, like, seeing these in person, I don't know, it's just, it was very special, and it walked you through, like, all the different parts of this film, and you saw, like, how much detail and thought went into this production. Took about, like, 2 years, I believe. I think that it had a very grown-up take on Pinocchio. Like, it wasn't exactly the same as the original, because it was made during it was set during a different time. It wasn't in the 19th century, it was during World War II, and so that added an extra, like, dimension and maturity to the film.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I read about in my Letterboxd review. specifically like what that change does, and it's so important, and I don't know, there's a lot of things that this movie is doing, and it's gonna, I'm super excited to talk about it and why I think it's a really good film. But by doing that, like, it's not just an arbitrary change, like, it's a change that adds sort of this critique to the unfaltering obedience that the original story is telling you is a good thing. And is, like, because the original story was written around the time when, like, Italy was rapidly industrializing, and people were moving into cities, and people were getting into all these, like, bad situations because they didn't know enough about living in these, like, really tumultuous times. So the story was just sort of, like, telling you, listen to your parents, like, stay close to home, like, all of these different things. And it's kind of interesting, like, you might wonder, like, is there a through line between this, like, folktale that, you know, almost symbolizes, like, a national Italian heritage and fascism, like, and then this story kind of is sort of critiquing that kind of obedience, like, that, no, sometimes you don't listen to your parents, sometimes you have to be critical of them, and it sort of is presenting an alternative where children teach their parents as much as their parents teach them. And I thought that was a really powerful message. This idea that, like, we can both learn from each other, and that newer generations can learn from the others, and it doesn't have to be this abusive, forceful relationship.
Yeah. I mean, and you were also saying how there's a character named Candlewick whose father is, you know, an Italian
Podesta,
yes. I was like, not a Nazi, but Podesta, the Italian version of that, who actually in one scene rode over Pinocchio, hit Pinocchio with his car. But Candlewick is the son, and he is under a lot of pressure, obviously, to, you know, go to war, and be a good, like, be a valiant soldier, and, you know, be a good Italian, like, citizen, and follow his father's orders, make his father proud. And he comes to realize that there's really no, the target keeps moving, like, there's really no way to fully make his father proud, because his standards are so immeasurably high, and also he doesn't really want to even measure up to what his dad wants, because his dad is a horrible person, as you can imagine.
Yeah,
and he learns that from, I think, and Pinocchio, like, the friendship he has with Pinocchio made him realize that.
Yeah,
he,
I don't
can
know,
stand up to,
I
his
feel
father.
Like, I read somewhere, I'm worried I read this online and not in the exhibit, but this, a lot of the times when you're writing a good screenplay, like, you are sort of, like, in this delicate balance of your characters, like, what does Pinocchio's father want for him versus what does Pinocchio want for himself? And it's sort of, you have throughout the plot, like, those two things are shifting, constantly shifting. Pinocchio will want to do what his father wants for him, and then Pinocchio, like, and then that's also balanced with what Pinocchio's father needs and what Pinocchio needs. And those two things control the entire plot. What both of them want, what both of them need. And then by the end of the plot, we get harmony. What they want and what they need are aligned, both of them. And it's a beautiful thing. A good movie should get to that point, especially if it's trying to be this complete, wholesome story. And I think that this movie does that, like, really well. This relationship between father and son is just, like, so delicately woven. And we feel for them by the end of it, because it's so touching to, like, finally have them both understand what both of them need and have it be exactly what both of them want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think also another significant, I guess, decision that the team made was to make the character playing Death, and the...
The character playing Life.
Life, like, I guess
so
true.
She's the Blue Angel, is what her name is the in Blue the story. Angel.
Okay, but they're both beautiful. Like, yes. It's not like the one, the death version is like this ugly hag that, yeah. you know, a
That's
lot
super
of...
important.
Yeah, like a lot of portrayals of
death are scary. They're frightening. They're meant to scare you as a child, you know?
Yeah.
And the child, as a child watching you, death is portrayed in a scary way in a lot of films.
But that's why, like, that's what we were saying also about the maturity piece. And it's funny because I didn't get to watch, so this is a little bit off topic, but I did not get to watch, there was a TED, so I'm on the TEDx team at Tufts, and this year there was a talk on about death and about the beauty of death, like, literally, kid you not. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to watch it because I was, like, working throughout the whole event. You could have seen it, but anyway,
don't put that on me. I had lots going on.
Yeah, no, I know. But I mean, if anyone listening went to the TED talk, I don't know. I mean, this is a shot in the dark. It was on Sunday, so. My parents went on Saturday, so they wouldn't have seen it, but it was a woman. I think, I don't know if she was a professor or alumni, but she was talking about death and the beauty of death anyway, like I said.
Yeah.
And so I think that this film echoes that, and that it doesn't have to be necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah. No, I mean, it makes me think about, like, Caitlin Dowie's work. Like, she's a writer, and there's a book that she wrote that I really want to read, and it's, like, sitting back home, and I cannot remember the title, but it's, like, she, like, interviewed a bunch of people around the world about different, like, funeral practices and ways of dealing with the dead. And here in the United States, we are, like, the least involved in the death process as any other country. Like, not only do we put old people in homes, like, in North America, like, we like give them to the coroner, we are not involved with the dead body. Like, we never really encounter the dead body except in traumatic situations, like finding the body. We don't let ourselves process that death. So I think it's interesting. Like, I think it's good when media sort of like interrogates that, because I think in the West, for some reason, there's this history of, I don't know, wanting to put it away in, like, a different space. Anyways, me and Isabel are, like, making eye contact, realizing that we should probably play some music. So let's get back into that.
No sleeping, late nights, no eating, gun squeezing. I'm a real artesian, Ramona. I was round that counter, still down. I'm a North soldier. G slide, right down Sawyer. When we slide, you won't see morning. Another story of a young black man trying to make it up out that gym. Goddamn, back, let me make my bends. Got plans, if you hatin', don't shake my hand. Take it easy, homie. Reminiscing, sitting in that Benz of the 22 bus stop way back when with the 22 five shot eyes on scan for the click, clack, clap of the boop, bop, bam, cuz.
I was up late night ballin', countin' up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night ballin', countin' up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night ballin', countin' up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night ballin', countin' up hundreds by the thousand.
It's
funny, I was going crazy not too long ago. Women problems every morning like the Maury Show. Swimming upstream while I'm trying to keep my bread from the sharks. Maybe want to put the hammer to my head at the park. Politicking with the kids, trying to get them on a straight path. Got the lanes mad, know they hate to see me make cash. Got the space dash in the forum with the GPS address to your mama house. Conversations, what I'm all about. Took the smart route, never been marked out. Should've been dead broke, should've been chalked out. But it didn't happen, now it's time to get it cracking. Quarterbacking like I'm 40 water, mix the holy water with the Voss. Wanna be the boss, then you gotta pay the cost. Learning from the dog, I'm from Long Beach. That's a city where the skinny carry strong hit.
I was up late night ballin', counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night ballin', counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand.
Friday. Okay, it is that time, the PSA. This is about fatherhood involvement. Very timely. All right. Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter, because every time dads take a moment like that to spend with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
No socks. I just got that cocaine on today. That's how you feel. Turn my vocal up. That's how you feel, Emery. Turn my vocal up some more. Turn my vocal up, guru. Turn the music up too. Super Bowl goes. My wife in the crib feeding the kids liquid gold. We in a whole different mode. Kid that used to pitch bricks can't be pigeonholed. I cooked up more chicken when the kitchen closed. Oh, we gon' reach a Philly first. I told my wife to spill you shit really work. Alhamdulillah, I run through them all. Hoagies home, all these phonies come to a halt. All this old talk left me confused. You rather be old rich me or new you? An old new, now stop acting brand new like Tupac ain't have a nose ring too. Nobody wins when the family feels, but my stash can't fit in a Steve Harvey suit. I'm clear why I'm here, how about you? Ain't no such thing as an ugly billionaire, I'm cute. Pretty much, if anybody getting handsome checks, it should be us. Rap, crack cocaine, nah we did that. Black owned things, 100% black owned champagne. And we merrily eating off these streams. Y'all still drinking Perrier Juvet. But we ain't get through to you yet, What's better than one billionaire? Two. Especially if they from the same hue as you. Y'all stop me when I stop telling the truth. I would say I'm the realest rapping, but that ain't even a statement. That's like saying I'm the tallest. Wait, that ain't politically correct. Forget it. Can I get an amen from the congregation? Can I get an amen from the congregation?
Amen.
Yeah, I'll fuck up a good thing if you let me. Let me alone, Becky. A man who don't take care of his family can't be rich. I watched Godfather, I missed that whole shit. My consciousness was Michael's common sense. I missed the karma that came as a consequence. Nick busting off through the curtains because she hurtin'. advocate losing the babies cause their future's uncertain. Nobody wins when the family feuds. We all screwed cause we never had the tools. I'm trying to fix you. I'm trying to get these niggas with no stripes to be official. Y'all think small, I think biggie. Your whole past is in danger to Mississippi. Out shopping in the mirror taking selfies. How was him or Bill Cosby supposed to help me? Old niggas never accepted me. New niggas is the reason I stopped drinking Dos Equis. We all lose when the family feuds. What's better than one billionaire? Two? I'll be damned if I drink some Belvedere while Puff got Syrah. Y'all need to stop.
Pirates with a black eye. bars. Just go and get yourself a weapon and a guard. They need some coffee, everybody's sleeping on me. Going round door to door, setting off alarms. All that horse shit, you should have left it at the barn. Keep us dying, tell her gallop to the store and get cigars, yeah. Too many whips, gotta get a new garage made. I might steal one just to drive it in a car chase. Me and my bizarre ways. I moved up from a private to a sergeant. You can see it from the scar face. Hidden in a dark place, swimming in the shark tank. Give a bitch a little bit of change. She a game in an arcade. Not a second to lose. I'm the mother Bible, that's forever the truth. And this is not another case. The celebrity blues. The devil whipped me and he tell me to shoot. What would you do?
Have you ever had a hurt?
Just for something to do.
Can you drive up a circle?
A lot of lies cover the truth. You got options, what do you do?
I wash these. Now we're liquor fall.
Got me sitting on a weekday, drunk as f- do a buck 60 on the freeway. Giving y'all the f- hidden in the middle of a briefcase. It's hidden in a subwoofer, beat case. Used to wanna know how a freak tastes. Now I'm in it in an instant like replay. Bribes a baton, pass her off like relay. Why I'm so mad on my B-day? She said,
I thought you got sober.
Then I said, I wish you stopped being a bitch and get to minding your business. Told me,
money has changed you.
I get to thinking that rarely do I visit. How'd I get so egotistical? I'm a Buffalo soldier. Heaven is a mile away, the trouble much closer. I'm only 23, but my mind is older and it'll forever be. Dead presidents to the homies, death to my enemies.
Oh yeah.
What would you do?
Have you ever had a hurt?
Just for something to do.
Got options, what do you do?
I watch these. Now we're liquor fall. Leave it to me, I do it not for soul. Got what you need if you like breaking the law. My mother raised me a god.
My god is told me good morning when I woke up.
Voice message system 412 is not available.
Yeah, man. I wish you were here. Happy holidays. I love you. And I hope you have a good night / weekend / I hope I talk to you soon. Alright. Godspeed.
Oh yeah, I thought I have it figured out by now. Sure would be simple, problems will be in the past by now. Me and the homies will be sitting on millions, reminiscing on times when we were so broke and living in Oakland, just chilling. I thought I have it in the bag by now. I thought that we'd be kicking back by now. I know that life is a bitch, I know that life is a bitch. I thought we'd put her in a cab by now. But I'm stressed and I can't relax. Swallowing my pride and I'm hot, it was making me mad. Everybody saying I need rehab, cause I'm speeding with a blindfold on. It won't be long until they watching me crash. And they don't wanna see that.
They don't want me to OD and have to talk to my mother. Tell her they could have done more to help me. And she'd be crying, saying that she'd do anything to have me back. All the nights I'm losing sleep, it was all a dream. There was a time that I believed.
Okay, we're back. So just a reminder, just in case anyone's just listening now, we are talking about Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, which we watched over spring break, and we also went to the MoMA exhibit, and I kind of want to talk a little bit more about that exhibit, just because there was a couple of things that I thought were super cool. It was actual set pieces, which I know Isabel said earlier, but it was just really cool to engage with these objects as, like, art pieces as well. Like, it reminds me that, like, there's so many artifacts that exist when a movie's finished. And, I don't know, it makes me kind of wish that more museums, like, toured, like, pieces from, like, production or set design. Because, I don't know, I see them as fine art. And I guess it was cool to see it in a fine art context. Maybe there's more exhibits, and Boston is just not really the city for contemporary art, but I would love to see more like that in the future. It was really cool to interact with the objects, not like touch them or anything, but be able to see the intricacy. Like some of them, like you could see the interior of these marquettes, or I don't know what exactly the puppet term for them is, but they have like such intricate ligaments, and I don't know, I'm just like in awe. I like being able to see the like seams of stuff and like see how it was done and created, and especially when it like resulted in such a beautiful piece of art, because like it's important to study like artistic process in order to be able to understand how to get to, you know, a successful work of art, at least for me as like an artist or aspiring artist. I mean, I would say I'm, maybe I can cut aspiring out now at this point in my life. But yeah, I don't know. I also thought it was really cool to see like the old books, the old copies of Pinocchio, like all the different like iterations and ways that people have interacted with the Pinocchio narrative as the story of an outsider. I know that the exhibit sort of compared it to Frankenstein. As this other character that can then allow us to, as an audience, project our own feelings of otherness onto Pinocchio, moments where we have been felt singled out as one who's not the same as everyone else, which I think is a really important narrative, and I think we're drawn to them.
I think also that it's also funny, so he was, you know, criticized as an outsider, Pinocchio, but then at the same time he was also manipulated because of those outsider qualities. Like, for example, like the Podesta basically said when he realized after, you know, killing him once with his car, and then you know, when Mussolini's henchman shot him and he died and then came back to life, the Podesta caught on and was like, "You can't die. That's great. You can go join the army. You can give many lives to Italy." And it was just like, okay, you are, you know, you pick and choose how you want to treat someone.
And I think that that reflects the real, very real ways in which our society, in the same way that it singles out outsiders as not one of us, it also lifts them up for those particular qualities in moments of whenever they deem that it's quote-unquote remarkable.
Well, it's like a cultural appropriation.
Exactly, yeah.
Even though this is a little, you know, different, but
I think
I see the parallels.
It's really just like, it's,
I think that's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
But
I mean, like, again, like, this is not like too much of a stretch when we think about what Pinocchio and Frankenstein are doing. They're represent, like, Frankenstein was initially a narrative written by a woman who was kind of not writing about necessarily a woman, but Frankenstein sort of stands in for the other. So yeah. There is very much like that undercurrent, I guess, like at least that's what modern scholars have extrapolated.
Yeah, and Del Toro like loves Frankenstein, like the yes. story. Yeah. So I think he added even more of those qualities into this one.
There's a scene where they're deliberately referencing the original film.
When they're all like bent over Pinocchio's body.
Yes. When Geppetto is. When he's initially creating him and the lights are flashing, there's a storm outside. Very much sort of referencing that. Moment of creation.
And he's also like the creation, it's not perfect.
Yes.
He has one ear, you know.
And that's a huge part of the Frankenstein narrative, which is that the reason why Frankenstein rejects his creation, Frankenstein's monster, is because he is imperfect.
Yeah.
And in Frankenstein, it's the reason for both of their ruination, that he rejects that imperfectness. So Pinocchio, and the way that Guillermo del Toro has presented the Pinocchio narrative, Pinocchio narrative, is very much like counteracting that story and sort of offering an alternative of understanding, which I thought was really like powerful and probably why I cried so much.
Yeah, that was very true. But before I forget, once again, this is Unboxed and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Forum Radio. Hard to believe we're getting down to the wire here.
It's because we were playing a lot of that 7 minute song.
We did not even finish it.
I'm kidding. Yeah. So I feel like we had a good chat about Pinocchio. I have so many more thoughts, but I know that this is only an hour show. And I hope that y'all enjoyed listening. And I enjoyed talking with you, Isabel, as I always do.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we should go out with one of the other songs from the movie, and then if we have some time, we'll play another song from the playlist that we've curated.
Yes. I was very excited for this show, by the way. Very excited.
My eyes can see everything is new to me. What do you call it? Call it
a clock.
What to do with it? With it,
it rings at 6 o'clock.
Love it, I love it. Yodi lodi lo, yodi lodi lodi lee. Everything is new to me. The world is rich with funny words. They ring like bells, those tiny ones. They glow, they shine, they dance in my mind like a chorus line. Those silly words are mine. La la la, do. La la la.
Pot.
What to do with it?
Well, you put it,
on my head?
No, under the bed.
Yodi lodi lo, yodi lodi lo, belly.
Oh dear.
What do you call it? Call it
a tulip.
What to do with it?
Nothing. Just love it.
Love it. I love it.
Come on, off with you, off with you. I need a rest. Come on.
Love it.
Have a goodbye.
Love it.
Oh, oh dear.
If I were a boy, even just for a day.